This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today. He will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar and 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maha campaigns at Dhar. The campaign will be organized from today till 2nd of next month at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, community health centers, district hospitals and other government health facilities across the country. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on this occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also transfer funds under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana directly into the bank accounts of eligible women across the country. Mr. Modi will launch the Suman Sakhi chatbot to raise awareness on maternal and child health. The Prime Minister will also distribute the 1 crore sickle cell screening and counselling card for the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate 15 major welfare schemes today at Delhi's Tyagraj Stadium as part of the Seva Pakhwada initiative. Timed to coincide with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday today, the launch includes key projects such as the Atal Drishti Hostel for visually impaired college-going girls, the Atal Asha Grihe for individuals with intellectual disabilities, and Savitribai Phule Grihe for senior citizens. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize Service Fortnight Seva Pakhwada across the country from today on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The Seva Pakhwada will continue till 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The BJP said Mr. Modi has consistently underscored the importance of public service and social reforms first as Gujarat Chief Minister and later as Prime Minister. From the Prime Minister's birthday until Gandhi Jayanti, the BJP along with central and state governments will conduct a series of welfare and awareness activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump greeted Mr. Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, like Mr. Trump, he is also fully committed to taking the India-US comprehensive and global partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi said India supports Mr. Trump's initiatives towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of United States Trade Representative, led by Chief Negotiator for India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brendan Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by the Special Secretary on India-US Trade Ties, including on the India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh launched the web portal for Special Campaign 5.0 for institutionalizing Swachhata and minimizing pendency at government offices in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the press conference, the minister said these campaigns have institutionalized cleanliness and efficiency in governance.
When we look back over the 11-12 years, I think one of the biggest hallmarks of the Modi regime that Prime Minister Modi brought to the focus some of the foundational issues, and I think the best example is Swachhata. And the second hallmark of the Modi regime has been that whatever call he made from the government platform instantly turned into a mass campaign.
Home Minister Amit Shah stressed that protecting the younger generation from drugs is vital for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day national conference of anti-narcotics task force heads of states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defense in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. A total of 37 athletes are competing for 12 spots in the final, which will take place tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.